The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in such great numbers that they hardly had an opportunity to even eat. And so they went off in a boat by themselves to a deserted place. And people saw them leaving, and many came to know about it, and they hastened there on foot from all of the towns, and they arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. Brought my sack again. Remember? Hope you had an opportunity to look in yours during the course of the week. I found a few other little items. What do you hear in the gospel today? Pardon? He took pity on them. His concern for them. What else? Pardon? Don't forget to eat. That's a really good one. Hope you're doing good on that. Good. Very important, though. Very, very important detail. So what we hear overall, I think, in the gospel passage, Jesus' concern for them, for being okay and taking care of themselves, eating well and resting well and having a full experience of life. But as we look at it more carefully, we see his intentionality on taking care of the carer. How important is that ministry? Taking care of those who are charged with caring for others. It's marvelous to see it in the gospel today. Jesus intentionally caring for those that he had sent out. We read last week how he sent them out, gave them directions, sent them with the support of another, and encouraged them. Encouraged them in terms of what to do. Now they come back and they're checking in. Sort of like they're emptying their sack in a way, and they're saying, "This is what we taught, this is what we experienced, this is what happened." At least on a superficial level, they're emptying out their sack, telling what happened. And Jesus recognizes they are tired. He said, "Come away." He realized all of the people coming, they hardly had time to eat. We got to withdraw. We got to step back, because unless we step back in this ministry, we can lose our focus. It's a reality in life that we're pretty familiar with. If you don't stop and gas up periodically, you're going to run out of gas, right? Same way with the bank. If you don't put money in your account, you can go to the hole in the wall, right? Is that what you call it? That's what we call it at home. The hole in the wall, the ATM, right? You go to the hole in the wall to withdraw money. And one day, if you're not putting money in your account, it's going to say, error. Right? Error. You don't have the funds to match it. We know that reality about many things in our lives, but how important is that reality in our personal lives? To replenish, to store up, to put in the good things. And Jesus saw that for the disciples. What a great invitation it was to them. It's fair to say that we are all carers, right? Okay, let's get excited about it. Yes, we are all carers, whether it's in your family system, whether it's in your vocation, whether it's in the extracurricular things that you do in service or ministry. We are all carers, hopefully. Just being a disciple of Jesus Christ brings in a dimension of caring. We're all carers. Some people are involved in a caring ministry much more than others. There are those who take care of an elderly parent, a grandparent, a spouse, a loved one. It might be a son or a daughter. It might be somebody going through major issues in their own life, and you are entrusted with the care of them. It takes a lot of effort, and how easily people can run out of gas. If you're not paying attention to your own needs, it happens invariably. Jesus recognized it for his disciples. Come away, come away. Because they hardly had time to eat. There are a lot of people in our world that have that sense, I hardly have time to stop and eat lunch. There's something wrong with that. We know it. But we find we don't do or can't do or won't do much about it. Jesus was extremely directive. It's amazing how people that move into the caring experience, whether it's caring for a parent or a grandparent or a member of their own family, they almost never estimate before beginning that journey the cost. They never sit down and figure out what it's going to take on their part. It's almost impossible to estimate the emotional and psychological demands of taking care of somebody else pretty intimately. Usually, people just find themselves in the circumstances and go from there. And consequently, they go without a plan. And then they so easily get burned out. Because the emotional drain on them is huge. Jesus recognized that. It's marvelous to see it in the gospel. A lot of people, they move into it and then they find as they're in there that they're just becoming exhausted. This is so demanding. And the reason it happens to them is because nobody notices. Nobody notices the plight of that individual, whether it's taking care of a child who has special needs or going through treatment and alcohol and drugs over and over, or whether it's sickness or an ailment. It requires a lot of effort. People forget their own needs in that process. If you are a carer, you need to be taken care of also. It's extremely important. Even in the family system, having a new addition to your family changes all of the emotional, psychological dynamics. Who's taking care of you? Who's taking care of you? What kind of opportunity, what kind of time are you providing for your being taken care of because you're vesting a whole lot of emotional, psychological energy? And many people don't recognize the toll it is taking on an individual because they're all engaged in their own business. And the individual at the center of it doesn't realize because they are afraid to speak and say, I've got to take care of my needs. I need to take some time back. I need to step out of this because it is overwhelming. And a lot of people are afraid to say that or to put words to that because they might think, other people are going to think I'm weak. It's not a sign of weakness at all. Knowing your own needs is what Jesus was inviting the apostles to be aware of. Let's draw back from this. Every individual in the world has a need to draw back from time to time. If we don't, things tend to get extraordinarily out of proportion in our lives. That's when we feel drained, out of control, and out of sorts. Jesus' invitation is absolutely powerful in the gospel. It's about taking care of the carer. How great and how important that is. Maybe the single most important ingredient in the gospel is Jesus recognizing that the 12 were pretty tired from the experience taking care of others. Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. Fortunately, we live in a world today where we've realized the importance of that reality. For the longest time, people didn't notice the toll it takes on individuals to be a carer for someone else. Nowadays, there is so much written material on taking care of the carer. There's so much digital material available. There are so many workshops and presentations on the theme of taking care of the carer. Marvelous to see that Jesus recognized that in the gospel. Come away, he said, by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. What a delightful invitation. What a powerful awareness. People were coming to them and demanding of them, and many of you experienced that in your lives, that we don't have time to even eat lunch or supper. I relish the days when we grew up, we had supper together every evening. It's changed a lot. The demands keep rolling in and we've got to stay them off. And Jesus was doing that with the disciples. What a delightful invitation. Do you feel sometimes that you hardly have time to stop and eat? A lot of people in our world feel that way. Why is that? It's because we're not stopping the pattern. His invitation is powerful. When was the last time you had relief, had a break, had an opportunity to get away, become refreshed? More importantly, when was the last time you had an opportunity to retreat, to go away and have time to regenerate? Time for yourself where the Lord can really speak to you. Time to be guided and directed. Time to be blessed in Him. The invitation is very real. Allow the Lord to refresh you. Draw away from what you are doing. However you got to respond, it's a lovely thing to hear. But He's not going to force you or coerce you or manipulate you to do it. It's just a powerful, delightful, wonderful invitation. It's of no value if I don't accept the invitation. There is an RSVP attached to this. The initial reaction of people, I've heard it over and over again, Father, you don't understand. I do. Everybody has a need, and it's untrue to say, I couldn't possibly do it. Of course you can. If you were afflicted with some serious ailment or illness, or if you died, things would go on. People say, well, I just have so many commitments, so many obligations. So what? So does everybody else. It's not an excuse. It's just a reality and a way of saying, I am not taking care of myself. It's a powerful invitation. Love it. When was the last time you were on a retreat or you do again? To just withdraw. Maybe with a few of your friends to go someplace and get the direction and get centered again. What a nice gift it would be to invite three or four of your friends, say, let's go on a retreat. Let's get away and listen to him. How important. It's a marvelous invitation in the gospel. But we got to respond. Another way of responding to his invitation that I'd like to mention. What a marvelous way to be refreshed. Choose to be a member of one of the small faith communities in our parish. That's a way of withdrawing. Being fed, being nurtured, and being attended to by him. That's what he did with his small group. Took him away for a while. I want to share with you, we'll be starting on Sunday, August the 19th, and throughout that week, all of the small groups will begin to meet. We met during the Lenten season and followed, what on earth am I here for? Powerful invitation to be reflective and to share faith with one another. We're going to begin in August 19th, Sunday, August 19th, wisdom. How important is that? It's the number one gift listed in the Holy Spirit gifts, right? Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and awe in the presence of the Lord, or fear of the Lord as we learned it, right? Great study, a great opportunity. Speaking about wisdom in decision making. Wisdom in finances, wisdom in relationships, wisdom in peace of mind. So we encourage you, hey, think about retreat, pulling away to a quiet place where the Lord can really refresh you. I can go to Mass every week, Sunday after Sunday, but not grow in my relationship with Him. It's extremely possible to do that. When do I accept his invitation? Come away to a quiet place. And one of those quiet places can be small group faith sharing. We have 39 groups for the Lenten season. 30 of those are planning on coming back together again. So there'll be some changes in some of the other groups. If you would like to be engaged, we certainly want you to sign up to be a part of the process. For one reason only, so that he can do his work, so that he can accomplish the gospel by helping us withdraw, not in the large community, in the smaller community. So I encourage you to be reflective. Think about being a part of one of the groups.